Today is forgiveness, but it has two aspects. And when you think of forgiveness, you see, there's first our asking forgiveness of God and receiving it. And then it's our asking of forgiveness of each other and giving it and receiving it. And that's what these texts are about. We have this marvelous example here in the prophet Daniel. Lord, great and awesome God, you who keep your merciful covenant toward those who love you and observe your commandments. Now, God keeps the covenant. He's promised. Huh? The text says, you know, Berit, you shomer berit, you keep the covenant. You know, if you will listen to my voice, you will be my people. And I will look after you. And the whole world will know how much I love you. He keeps his berit. He keeps his covenant. In fact, when through Jeremiah he promised a new one, and then Jesus sealed that one in his own blood. This is my blood of the new covenant. I promise you I will get my spirit in you, and you will obey my law from the inside by the power that I will give you. Now, then we have a lesson in repentance. So many things are important here. First of all, he starts off, we have sinned. Not just forgive me, forgive us. Now, can we pray that as a church? Oh, can we pray that as a church? And as an individual person, too. We have sinned and been wicked and done evil. Start with the fact that the body of your son is broken, divided by our sin. Let's start with that one. And therefore, we are a disgrace in this world, where we're meant to be the light of the world, and a light set on a candlestick. And we're a disgrace. Though the Lord in his mercy is beginning to revive that. Through John Paul II, Benedict, you know, the whole world's looking at the Catholic Church, you see. That's the beginning. Okay. We have not obeyed your servants, the prophets. What about us? Have the prophets spoken to us? Well, how many times has the Mother of God come to tell us to turn from sin, to pray and to fast? How many times? You know, you want to name them all? I don't know. Start where you want. Lourdes, La Salette, Garabandal, Medjugorje, Fatima, besides all the little ones. We have not obeyed your servants, the prophets. Jesus himself has come. Spoke to Faustina. Spoke to Anne. You see, we're so sluggish. Have mercy on us. We are such a mess. Our fathers and all the people of the land, justice, O Lord, is on your side. Now that's a very... There's something to learn from this. You see, in Israel, a lawsuit or an altercation is called a riv. And two people argue it out, sometimes with a judge there. And finally, one says, Tzedakah lecha, righteousness is on your side. Or the judge says it. So when we're having trouble with God, you know, we all get mad at God. Oh, look what he's done to me. Wait a second. Look at his mercy. And say, Tzedakah lecha, Adonai, righteousness is always on your side. If there's something wrong in the relationship between you and me, it's my fault. If there's something wrong in the relationship between you and us, it's our fault. It's not your fault. And that's very important in understanding forgiveness. First, asking and receiving it from God, who just wants to give it. You see? But realizing we belong to a people. And we bear the guilt and weight and darkness, and they bear ours. And that's why there is the sacrament of confession. To be reconciled to the church, you know, in Christ, or through Christ to the church. When we confess our sins, we're saying, I have pulled down the holiness of the body of Christ. I have done this. And I ask the body of Christ to reconcile me to itself, to Jesus in his body, to bring me back to him. And all of a sudden you're saying, now look at all the stuff I have never stood up against. Look at all the times I haven't preached the gospel. Look at all the times I've just sing along with Mitch, even when it's bad doctrine. Besides my own sins, my anger, my pride, my lust, my arrogance, my whatever. Justice, O Lord, is on your side. And we are shamefaced even to this day. We, the men of Judah, the residents of Jerusalem, and all Israel, near and far, in all the countries to which you have scattered them because of their treachery toward you. Treachery. You see, who can show us this in a way that liberates us and just doesn't make us feel bad? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. When we see our sins and are at peace and freed by that, as we acknowledge it, that's the Holy Spirit. When we see our sins and we're all a mess, that's not the Holy Spirit. That's not the Holy Spirit. And the last line, you see, we paid no heed to your command, O Lord our God, to live by the law you gave us through your servants, the prophets. You've told us what to do. You've told us how to live. You've told us the way to happiness for ourselves as a church and for the whole world. And we haven't done it. The prophets have told us. Padre Pio, John Paul II, Mother Teresa. The prophets have told us. So we say, we're in trouble. Yeah, we are. We are in trouble. And our Lord shows us the way out. He says, be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you won't be judged. That's just good business. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. The Lord says, this is the way out of your bind. Give, forgive, stop judging, stop condemning. Pray for the gift to love each other, to serve each other, to stop condemning, stop judging. You know how it goes. You're in a room, everything's fine, and somebody walks in and you have this, kill it. That's what breaks the body. Oh, well, it's because my mother dropped me on my head when I was 2. Probably, or maybe when you were 3. Still in the power of the cross of Christ, you can kill it. Put it to death. So that those movements and emotions and pride and judgment are not there. There's love there. How long does it take? A long time. But if we're working at it, the Lord is thrilled to death and blesses us and blesses our efforts. Because he himself doesn't want to judge or condemn. You see, it's this marvel of working at this that brings forgiveness back into the world. This is an interesting story. It points out how deep this need for forgiveness is in us. There's a story about a Hindu man whose child was killed by a Muslim. Purposely killed by a Muslim. So he turned around and he killed a Muslim child. Killed the child. So now he hates the man who killed his child and he hates himself for killing a child. And he's bearing this, you know. And he's talking to Gandhi. Gandhi's sitting on the ground. And Gandhi says to him, I know a way out of hell. He says, tell me, how can I get out of this hell? He said, go find a little poor Muslim orphan and adopt him. And then bring him up a Muslim. And you'll get your way out of hell. That's deep, isn't it? That's deep. That's forgiveness. The Lord is touching on the source of nearly everything that's wrong with us. The violence, the confusion. The bishops and cardinals starting to preach there's no difference between Islam and Christianity. Preach it. Write it in a letter on it. That's not so good, you know. And what's the secret? To see the true reality of your sin and through the eyes of the mercy of Jesus Christ. Then you don't have to palliate your sin. You don't have to worry how bad it is and carry it around knowing it's a mess. Because you've seen it just for what it is, but through the eyes of the mercy of Jesus Christ. And then Jesus says, freely you have received, freely give.